Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Living the good life here, broadcasting live this morning here across the country. It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles. Happy Sunday, everyone. Great segment, though, coming your way right now as you can hear the music. Paxton Quigley's Cannabis Healing. How you doing, Paxton?
Oh, I'm doing very well, Adam. And hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. Probably a lot of you know that last week, Canada had a big week. It became the second country in the world, after Uruguay, to legalize cannabis for adults. Canada's legalization went into effect on October 17th, and the new law allows for each of the country's 13 provinces and territories to set some of their own rules in terms of age, where and what people can consume. So it's all very exciting. Here at Cannabis Healing, we'll soon look at what it means and what it feels like to be sharing a 5,525-mile border with a legal pot country. So stay tuned. But I can tell you that the American Border Control is beefing up. Now, for those of you who listen to our show, I've said it before, and I will say it again. I believe that cannabis is a wonder plant, a gift from God, capable of treating or alleviating the symptoms of so very many ailments, including migraine headaches, epilepsy, and chronic pain, just to name a few. Today, we're going to talk about weight gain and obesity, which are big problems in our country. Up to 70% of adults are considered overweight or obese. Unfortunately, it's all too common and very unhealthy. Believe it or not, studies have shown that cannabis may help to alleviate the overweight problem. So for that reason, we have asked Dr. Bernard Fold, a Canadian researcher at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health in Toronto, to talk about cannabis and weight control. Dr. LaFolle, welcome to Cannabis Healing. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yes, I've got lots of questions, and I hope that you will help people understand cannabis and overweight. I want to zero in on a journal that published an article about research about why cannabis smokers are less likely to gain weight than non-cannabis smokers. Now, this goes against the old adage of weed gives people the munchies. It now says that cannabis, it doesn't really cause weight gain. So I'd like to ask you, Dr. LaFolle, about the study that you worked on that found that cannabis consumers were less likely to be overweight. Tell us something about that.
Sure. So we looked at this issue in 2010, and so it's a few years ago already. And at that time, it was pretty clear that cannabis exposure stimulates appetite, and that has been reported through multiple individual experience, but also in a rigorous animal experiment, you can stimulate appetite and food-seeking behavior by stimulating the cannabinoid system with THC, so the ingredient in cannabis. So I think it was quite intriguing, this relationship between appetite and cannabis effect. But there was no data at that time really clear on the impact of cannabis on the weight of individuals. So we decided to explore this using very large database, and we looked for what is the relationship between cannabis use and what we called body mass index, which is a reflection of the weight of the individual. So the higher the body mass index, the more weight you have, and so you go into the category of overweight and obesity in high level of body mass index. So what we were able to find in that initial study was that very clearly the cannabis user had lower body weight compared to the non-cannabis user. And there was a very dramatic effect. So when we looked at the prevalence of obesity, so mostly we found that it was in the range of 22-25%. In the people that were non-user, but the prevalence of obesity was around 14-17% in cannabis users, so much less.
Now,
so, and this finding has been replicated, so it's now very clear based on several scientific publications that cannabis users have lower body weight compared non-users.
Now, in the study that I read, it pointed to the fact that cannabis has a protective effect against high levels of intestinal microbes that are associated with obesity. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, so the initial study that we did was really looking at very large database. So you cannot be very clear in terms of what is the temporal relationship between cannabis use and weight, because the subjects were just assessed at a certain time point. So we cannot really say that there is a cause and effect relationship. So we cannot address what we call causality of the effect. So in order to get a sense whether or not this could be related to the THC or cannabis exposure, we decided to collaborate with some researchers on the west part of Canada. And Keith Sharkley's group there is using a model where he can expose mice to high-fat diet and compare to mice that get exposed to normal diet. So what you see is that over several days, if you expose the mice to a high-fat content diet, they will gradually gain weight, they will gradually become obese, and you don't see that in the other group exposed to the normal diet. And what we explore is the effect of administration of tetrahydrocannabinols, a psychoactive ingredient of cannabis, on those mice. And what we realize is that exposure to the THC, the cannabis ingredient, prevented the weight gain in those animals. And we also identify potential effects through the microbiome. So that's the bacteria that we have in the gut. And there is very clear research showing that those bacteria are linked to obesity and risk of obesity.
Now, one thing that you said that interested me, you said a high-fat diet. What about the carbohydrates? Does that make any problem? Because a lot of people eat a lot of carbohydrates.
So that's what really not really the purpose of our experiment was to. We just wanted in this initial study to induce weight gain in the animals. So and you can produce weight gain in animals by different means, but we didn't really explore like what would be differences between type of diet. So that could be the topic of following work.
I see. Now, are you expecting to do any more cannabis research so that you can work more and more with people?
Yeah, indeed. Like we have been doing some work here in Toronto on impact of cannabis directly in human subjects and in different area. Notably, we have looked at impact of driving on a driving simulator. But we are about to translate some of those findings into humans with obesity. So we are hoping to start a trial in the next few months that will be testing directly the impact of cannabis exposure in human subjects that have obesity, and we will see if we can really translate those findings.
Now, when we're talking about cannabis, are we talking about THC or CBD? Are you finding that maybe CBD alone will make a difference, or does there have to be or the component of THC has to be involved?
Yeah, so as you know, like you have different strains of cannabis, and some strain of cannabis contain THC, some strain contain CBD, some strain contain a mix of both. So in the epidemiological studies, like we didn't know exactly what the type of cannabis the people were smoking, so we assume at that time that very likely they were using cannabis that contained THC because that's the most prevalent form that is used. But in our animal study, we only tested THC, so I cannot really speak for the effect of CBD. It would be very interesting to study the impact of CBD as well. So I think at this point of time, it seems likely that those effects are primarily mediated by THC, but I think the effect of CBD cannot be discarded entirely.
Well, what you're saying, I mean, sounds absolutely groundbreaking. How do you feel as a researcher getting involved in this study? Do you see this as a real breakthrough in terms of helping people who are overweight?
You know, I think it's still a time where we have to be cautious because at this point we have only very clear indications that THC can prevent weight gain in some mice. So I would say this is not really the time for people to try to lose weight by taking cannabis. I think we need to be doing very strict, well-conducted research to really validate that this is something that will work and that will have a potential. I would say also we have to be careful with cannabis because you mentioned early it could be a wonder drug, but it's also a drug that has some significant side effects for some individuals. So some people lose control, some people have side effects. So we have to be careful on the use of this substance because it's a substance that has a negative profile in some individuals. So we have to do the research and then determine, okay, what condition can that be safely used and potentially, yeah, maybe there will be medical benefit from its use.
Well, I wish we could talk more about the subject, and I would like to have you back on the air when you have some more statistics because I think this is a fascinating area that could really help a lot of people. So I thank you very much for being on Cannabis Healing today.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Certainly. Yes, certainly. So once again, we want to thank all of our listeners who... and say, we want you to go ahead and Twitter us, Facebook us. You can go to Cannabis Healing with Pax. And until next week, stay healthy and balanced. I'm Paxton Quigley.